With the dust now settled on the battle for regional leadership in the NDC, what's next? Joining us on the line is Post and political analyst Ben Efsin to discuss the dynamics that caused the surprises over the weekend. Good afternoon to you, Ben.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to our listeners.
Well, were you surprised by some of the results that, you know, emanated from the elections?
No, I wasn't. For example, Adiko case, it fulfilled a basic rule in analysis and elections that when there's an incumbent and the more people contest against the incumbent, the greater his chances. Because if they are all strong, and for example, the incumbent is 30% popular, the anti-incumbent vote will be split. So Adiko Kaka wasn't surprised. And then concerning the other, I wasn't. I mean, even people are saying that, I mean, those who have not been following politics, they would have been surprised at the performance of certain personalities, like who were backed by the ex-president. But I know that the ex-president's influence in the NDC has been withering, so I wasn't too surprised.
Well, personalities like John Japong and Alute Jacobs are new entrants. What do you think they have to bring on board the NDC train?
Well, I think that, you know, Water Region is the World Bank of the NDC, but, you know, your World Bank, you can have high levels of apathy. And I believe that that is maybe there have been some problems within the NDC in the Water Region. Central Region is one of the swing constituencies, and the massive nature of Alute Jacobs' win shows that quite a number of the delegates have not been satisfied with the previous executive. That's why some of the leading members had been changed.
And can you look into your crystal ball and predict the likely outcome of the forthcoming NDC national elections?
Well, it depends on those who go and file. But for the national, if all the four file, that is Kobina J, Kudu Yahaya, Dabuda P, and Potofi, if they all file, given that basic rule, unless one is very popular, they are going to work to Kobina J's advantage. If nobody steps down and they all file, they work closely to Kobina J's advantage. For example, ex-president Rawlings, for example, put his candidate on the line trying to endorse a I think that his spokesperson, Kofi Adams, will have a big task on his hands on seating Yabua Tingjan, the incumbent national organizer. And he started campaigning for Kofi Adams, but I think that Kofi Adams is likely to lose. And when he does, it will be a dent on the popularity of Rawlings.